Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Taran Travel with Are You Tripping? And today we have a special guest because we're going to kind of pivot. Instead of doing our regular interviews, we're going to start about rethinking, refreshing, and relaunching. And so today I have someone who really has us relaunching because she is a writer. She's been a writer for over 30 years and has read a number of books. And I have the very well-known author, Sharon Norris Elliott. Sharon, are you with us? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you. Hello.
Yay!
Yes. We were having a little technical difficulties today, Sharon, so I know we're going to have to do this interview continued next week because of our technical difficulties, but I do want to get started. So I know you have written a number of books, and one that you are about to release called A Woman God Can Bless, and I'm so excited to talk about that. But can you give us a little background about how you got into writing?
Well, I have this friend by the name of Terry Jones. And years ago, we were members of the same church, and I had done a Bible study on Proverbs 31. And I was so excited about it, and I wanted to share it with my girlfriends. And so, you know, I would talk to Terry, you, and other ladies at the church, and you said to me six words that really started it all. You said, that would make a good book. And I'd never thought about that. And I said, really? You think? You know? And so God just kind of took over. He used you in my life with those six words. And I heard about a writer's conference, a Christian writer's conference, that was going to be held at my alma mater, Biola. And so I figured I could trust it. So I went and actually discovered that I was a writer. And I remember coming back to church and, you know, to around all of you ladies. I was so excited. I'm a writer! And you guys were like, duh. You know, we knew that all along. You know, well, why didn't you tell me? You know? So that kind of started the whole thing. And I just started going through. I tell people, I'm just silly enough to go through the doors that God opens. And God started opening doors in this writing arena. I became a managing editor of a magazine that first conference, just by networking. And I didn't even know what a managing editor was. I didn't know the lingo or the patois, right, of the publishing industry. I was learning everything, and everything these people taught me, I just did it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. So now you have a book that's about to come out in about a couple of weeks, A Woman God Can Bless. And so many women would love to know that. 14 days. What can you tell us about that particular title?
Okay, August 24th, A Woman God Can Bless. This is, believe it or not, my 12th book. I'm so excited. This is actually a study of Ephesians 4, 17 to 32, but it doesn't look like a Bible study, right? When you get into the book, it doesn't have a question and then a blank, you know, for answers or what have you. It is about putting or being in position because you are living the life you say you mean as a Christian woman, being in position to be where God is blessing, of women that God is excited to pour his blessings on, that to be the kind of woman who God can trust to bless. Because some of us can't be trusted. You know, we get blessed and then where did so-and-so go? This is a matter of checking up to see that we are living the way God intends for us to live, kind of to challenge ourselves to, you know, spruce up maybe in some areas of maybe communication, maybe some trust issues, maybe some forgiveness issues, etc. So, yeah, let's put ourselves in a position to be a woman God can bless.
Wow. And it sounds so inspiring. I cannot wait to get my hands on it. But I know you've done a number of other books. And
yeah.
One of them, 366 Glimpses of God. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, that one is exciting. It is a year devotional. And, again, the Joneses were, because the Joneses are great friends of mine, I pull them into everything that I do, whether they come kicking and screaming. I had gone to a writer's conference, and I'm a writer's conference junkie, by the way, and a women's conference junkie, love conferences. This pandemic is like, what is happening? I can't be around my people. So I'm doing, you know, all kinds of Zoom conferences, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
But I was at a conference and I was challenged to start a blog. And this was way back, oh my goodness, maybe 10 years ago. And, you know, my thing was at that time, people were, it might have been even longer, but people were just starting to blog, right? And they were talking about, you know, I had eggs for breakfast and, you know, just stupid stuff.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so I said, now, if I'm going to blog, I have to blog about something that makes sense. So I got talked into it because it's an excellent way to connect, you know, with my readers, with my audience, you know, with the people who I love to inspire, you know, women, who want to live for God. So I came home to put my devotion on my computer. And so each morning I would get up and walk on my treadmill and do my prayers and read my reading for the day. And then I'd come in the house and just jot down what I heard from God. My pastor said, when you open the Bible, God opens his mouth. And I thought, so that every time I open my Bible, I want to hear what God has to say. That is cool. So I would just jot it down. And then I used my friends, because that's what friends are for. And so I used my friends as my accountability people. And Terry, your husband, Ron, was one of my accountability people. And so I would just write my devotion and then email it to those accountability friends. And you know, they were just there to make sure I did it. And after about, pretty good, after about 4 or 5 months, I missed one. And I got all these emails back. Where's my devotion for the day? And I was like,
whoa.
You know, who are you people? it had gone way
wow.
to 4 or 5 people. Ron actually had been forwarding the devotion to other Christian officers who he worked with.
Wow.
So my devotions were being read like by the LAPD and you know, like all these other people I didn't know were reading them. And so that became my blog. And I did that blog daily. I have fallen off of it lately. I'm getting back on. I probably won't be doing them daily, but at least a couple times a week now. But I did those devotions for like 7 years daily. And
wow.
So that's where the 366, I just picked 366 of those devotions that focus on God. And so can just take a year and say, I'm going to focus on just some little fact or some other little thing about God every day And you can do that through 366 Glimpses of God. The subtitle is Getting to Know the God Who Knows You. And that book is available on Amazon or on my website, which is lifethatmatters.net. So, yeah.
Which was going to be my next question, was how can people get in contact with you? And so you're saying to go to your website, lifethatmatters.net. So that's one way they can. But I am just so frustrated by our technical difficulties because I have so many more questions to discuss with you. So I know that we have another date scheduled for August 31st.
Today.
That's what I'm talking about, the technical because of the technical difficulties. And I will have to explain that to you later. But I am so glad that we did get time on. And so we want to tune in again on August 31st because Sharon has another wonderful program to share with us. And we will get more time to discuss some of her other books. So thank you so much, Sharon, for coming on.
Sherry.
And I want to thank our audience for Are You
Tripping?
As we took a moment of rethink, refresh, and relaunch. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Have a great evening, Sharon.
Okay, you too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.